everyone, and welcome to Talking Big Blue at JQ, hosted by Jack Quartararo and Thomas Sinergia, a New York Giants football podcast that focuses all on the New York football Giants. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Premium, so make sure, tune into an episode and check us out at Talking Big Blue with JQ. What is going on, Giants fans? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Big Blue with JQ. I'm your host, Jack Quartararo, alongside with me, Thomas Sinergia. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the New York Giants' brand new GM, Joe Shane, and some potential head coaches out there who might be fit for the position. Obviously, the past couple of weeks, Joe Judge fired, Dave Gettleman retired, and I'll do that in quotes or parentheses, quotes, whatever, retired. He got lucky. He got away with it. So there's a lot to be thankful for and hopeful for, kind of. It's kind of a new regime coming in, change his team around and bring back some winning ways to some Giants fans. And that, you know, that's really it. That's what we got to look forward to. Tom, how you been, bro? I mean, I get to see you every weekend. When we're not recording over Zoom, I get to see you in person, which is lovely. So how you doing?
Good. I'm chilling. It's good to be back on the mic. It's been a while. Obviously, we've said year after year now that we're never going to force content on you guys. So, you know, that last month, there was truly just nothing to talk about.
There was a lot to talk about. The team was, you know, fighting for a playoff berth in the first time in like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, the team was a laughing stock. Joe Judge was going on 11-minute rants in the post-game pressers. So, yeah, like you said, Judge gone, Gettleman gone. And now we got another Joe, which is interesting. But, yeah, so Mr. Shane over from Buffalo. We got to talk about him. But I'm good, to quickly sum that up. I'm good. I'm chilling. Just excited for another offseason, I guess. That's all Giants fans can ever be excited about these days.
It's kind of interesting how every offseason comes, like, it becomes more interesting than the actual regular season itself, Tom. It's kind of
for fans like us, again, it's all we have to look forward to. Like, it's, you know, and then we get excited for week one, and then after September comes, because remember, this team doesn't win in September. So after September comes, it's like, all right, when's the draft?
Well, maybe Joe Shane will be able to change that. Yeah, this year he's probably jumping for joy. He's got two top 10 picks, the 5th overall pick and the 7th overall pick. But I'm going to give some details about Joe Shane that most of you might know. His current position right before being the Giants' new general manager, he was the Buffalo Bills' assistant GM. It's his 20th year in the NFL, 5 years with the Bills. And before that, he's worked with the Miami Dolphins front office as the director of players personnel. So he has a lot of experience. A lot of people, a lot of beat reporters are saying this is a home run hit for the Giants. And he was a part of that Buffalo Bills a few years ago, that rebuild, when that team really started to take over. They got Josh Allen. Joe Shane's a big part of the Buffalo Bills draft process as well, those first couple rounds, 1 through 4. So this is a very exciting time. And honestly, there's not really a lot to, I guess, know about him at this moment, because we kind of, as Giants fans, we want to see what he's able to do. So once he steps into office, we get to see who this guy really is, Tom. You know, we don't know much about him until he steps foot in that office and starts to make moves.
Yeah, and his first words were nice, but then again, we've been down this road before. But yeah, we just, you know, a GM, it's not like they just signed the head coach, which we'll get into afterwards, where it's a former coach, you know, like we've seen what he's done before. Front office guys, it's really all like behind the scenes work that has to get done. But he really, despite what everyone was probably saying and laughing about, this was naturally one of the more coveted GM jobs because they have the 5th and the 7th pick. How many first-time full GMs, you know, can start their career by having two top 7 picks? I think there's very few of them. So, again, and it's just It's a nice thing where they went with an outside guy. They can finally fully hit that reset button. I kind of loved how John Mara just kept saying everything negative about what's been going on the last few years. Because if he tried spinning it that, you know, there were some positives, no. That's not how this works. So I think they've fully hit that reset button, dude. So in Shane, we trust.
Like you were saying, Tom, exactly. They finally went with an outside guy. A guy, for example, like Kevin Abrams, he's been with the team for years, assistant general manager, very close-hearted to that Giants organization. They love him dearly. They didn't even let him interview for the general manager position. And a lot of fans thought we were going to get stuck with him. We're going to be like, here we go again with this cycle. They had 9 general manager candidates this year, the New York Giants, and 0 of them had any prior ties with the New York Giants and the organization, which is absolutely phenomenal. Because like you said, we've been dealing with this for the past couple of years. It wasn't getting better. That's why I think Joe Judge ended up getting the boot, because a new GM comes in, he's probably going to want his own guy to be there, to be the head coach. And none of them probably really were on the same page as Joe Judge. That's why he was out. But it's nice to kind of just start fresh. It's like you get a new notebook and you open up the first page.
Those new notebooks are the best.
And you're like, oh, what am I going to do? And then when I get a new notebook, I open up the first page and I immediately mess up and have to rip out the first page. I'm like, all right, now we start fresh. I feel like that's what the Giants were doing the past couple of years. But Tom, like you were saying, John Mara was straight up about everything. He basically said they've ruined Daniel Jones the past couple of years and haven't given him any help at all to help him succeed in this offense. Daniel Jones is going on to his third coach and his third offensive coordinator in 4 years. So, you know, they're saying it could be a lot worse. I don't think it gets much worse than that.
Yeah, and it's his best outing was his rookie year, and that's such a terrible thing to say.
That was with Pat Shurmur.
Yeah, like his rookie year was when they were putting up all those graphics of, you know, like he's one of few rookies to throw for like 300 yards, 4 touchdowns and no interceptions multiple times in a season. That feels like a decade ago. And just, I'm happy all this is finally behind us, but obviously the job is nowhere near finished. There is a lot of cleaning up to do, a lot of house cleaning to do.
I think it starts with the people inside the organization. What's Joe Shane going to do about that? And he even answered the question about the cap space situation for this Giants roster. He said,
which is zero.
He basically said, oh boy, it's a big problem. And it's something that's going to be worked on right away. And which kind of stinks. I mean, I feel like that was going to like turn people away from the Giants general manager opening, because it's like, oh, I get to go to New York, a historic franchise, you know, like one of the sports meccas of the world. But now I'm going to have to deal with this team being in debt in the salary cap with all these issues and all these players with big contracts. But the catch is you have 2 first-round picks in the top 10. So maybe that's what really had these GM candidates wanting to go there. And I think, I don't know, man, it's kind of interesting to see how they're going to fix this. Like, this team is in a very bad spot. Like, when this season ended, it was not pretty, Tom. I mean, the last couple of weeks, fans weren't going to games. People were raging and screaming on Twitter like they do every week anyway. But it got worse. It got worse. And, you know, when they start calling for people's heads, I think John Mara finally noticed. He's like, we got to do something new here. And we really got to step outside of our comfort zone. Give Joe Shane whatever possibilities he wants. He's at the helm. He can do what he wants. He's the new guy in. And we're going to trust him. And I'm excited. I just can't wait to see. You know, hopefully we look back in like 2-3 years now and this is like a playoff team.
That'd be nice. I just, baby steps. Find the right guy to be the head coach. Be able to work together. You gotta strike gold on those 2 picks. And just hope and just try and find whoever works that's currently on the team who can work both like system wise and money wise. And if they don't work, if they work okay, like in terms of the kind of football they want to be playing, but the money is just too much, you gotta let them go. like you were saying, the cap's just, it's negative. They have negative money. They have no money. We have more money than they do.
I could give them a, I could give the Giants a few bucks to spare them a couple weeks.
We should probably just start a GoFundMe just to raise money for the cap.
I feel like Joe Shane would be a fan of that.
Yeah, he wouldn't mind. But yes, you know, it's, and we're going to wind up just talking about like how good everything can really get. But we just truly just got to take this quote, Jordan Sparks, one step at a time.
He seems like a cool guy, Joe. I mean, like yeah, you said know, about his opening press conference, it wasn't too much. And it wasn't like Joe Judge. Remember how he was like very hard nose, like old school fashion type of football guy. Some guys, beat reporters who were there on scene, said it kind of seemed like he was a little nervous, which is honestly something you probably want to see, because he's nervous about the situation he's getting in. But that means he's not just going to give you an answer. Like, for example, like Joe Judge used to say, like, we're going to hit people in the mouth for 60 minutes, this and that, win football games. And that never happened. You know, he went up there, he did his thing. He spoke about where he wants his team to be. And he says, I'm going to work my hardest to get him there. And I really appreciate that, because I want to see this team get a lot better in the next couple of years, because I want to be rooting for them come this time of year, maybe in an NFC championship game soon. But yeah, Joe Shane's got a lot of work cut out ahead of him. A
lot of work.
I mean, especially he said, well, John Mara said it first. He said, we will not be trading for Deshaun Watson. And Joe Shane backed it up. Didn't like answer that question directly, but said, we're going to figure out what works best for Daniel and build an offense around Daniel Jones. So you're definitely going to be seeing him in 2022. Don't know about the fifth year option yet, what they'll do with it. I guess it depends on how he plays or what they, you know, it's all up to Joe Shane now. It's all in his hands. So expect to see Daniel Jones, and expect one of, or both of those, honestly, those top 10 picks this year might be offensive linemen. I really hope they are, but we'll see what happens. You never know. They could trade back one of the picks, you know, build some draft capital for next year. It's a very exciting time for Giants fans. I feel like every offseason, Tom, I say that. It's a very exciting time, and it's like the only exciting time.
All we're used to, dude.
We're going to fix this. Joe's going to fix this, and I'm going to throw a parade for Joe Shane.
Yeah. They finally think about it. When was the last time they had like a young dude from the outside running the show? I don't know. Like, cause like, you know, Jerry Reese wasn't that young.
And then we've had
Gettleman in the last 5 years.
I think this is brand new territory.
It's exactly what needed to happen happened and is still happening. So fingers crossed, man. If they can get a good hire for the coach that'll work well with the GM and will be able to like actually score points, which his team hasn't done in half a decade, that'll immediately, especially because like how wonky the division is every year. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. The division's great. It's the best division in all of football.
Yeah. Like the division is always so bad that they're never, like we saw it last year. They were 6-10 fighting for a playoff spot.
So hey. That was an important year to me. And you know.
Yeah. So if they can just find the quick fixes while still, you know, doing a full on rebuild, it'll be very, we'll be having a lot more fun later in the year than we're used to.
I hope, Tom. I hope. And like you were saying, head coaching candidates, there's a couple of them. Guys like Brian Daboll, Brian Flores, Patrick Graham. Dan Quinn was one, but now he officially is going back. He is officially going back to Dallas, which is kind of like, I didn't really care. I guess he was a kind of interesting one that they interviewed. And they have one more tomorrow. So, yeah, the last one tomorrow is Leslie Frazier. He's the defensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills. Brian Daboll is the offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills, and he is my number one pick right now, Tom, to be the Giants' next head coach. I think he's got a lot of experience. Honestly, let me read it to you real quick, his experience. He's like I was saying, currently the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator. This is his 21st year in the NFL, the fourth with the Bills. Has overseen the development of quarterback Josh Allen, and voted the AP's NFL Assistant Coach of the Year in 2020. He spent years coaching with the Browns, Dolphins, and Chiefs staff. And yeah, he's got a lot of experience, and he's a very good offensive mind. He's opposite of a guy like Brian Flores, who is more of a defensive mind. And Tom, personally, I just don't think that's the way to go in the NFL. I think these teams with young quarterbacks who want to see them grow should be hiring offensive type coaches, type minded coaches. And I think that's very important going forward. I know that I think the Giants' top candidate is Brian Daboll, and I think he feels the same. I know he's interviewing also next week with the Miami Dolphins. But John Mara and Joe Shane said they want to have this wrapped up by Saturday. So we're here right now, Tom and I, Thursday night recording this. There might be a new GM tomorrow. I mean, excuse me. There might be a new head coach tomorrow. We don't even know. So I'm going to post this still tonight in hopes that it happens Saturday and we see what happens. But my choice is Brian Daboll.
I agree, because when you look at like the rest of the league, you know, you don't really see like truly defensive heavy minded head coaches anymore. You'll see those types of head coaches become defensive coordinators and just absolutely nail down like the defensive side of the ball for that team. But yeah, they need a guy that wants to move the ball down the field. We've seen what the Bills have done in his tenure there. Of course, when you have a guy like Josh Allen, it's a lot easier to do so, but and it's all about the connection with Shane too. I mean, if they've been working together for years and they're gonna get along right off the bat, that's just something that we truly won't have to worry about, and you can just put so much more attention onto, you know, addressing the rest of the team, the offense. If they keep Patrick Graham, you know, it's gonna be the third year now of that defense working together, which, yeah, they were getting blown out at the end of the year, but that. The team just pretty much gave up. Like it was a lost cause at the end of the year. So Patrick Graham is still capable of making magic on defense. So if Daboll, however you pronounce his name, we'll find out the second he's hired, if he's hired.
I hope so.
It can be a very quick overhaul, dude. Because literally, in terms of like weapons, like they don't like it's not like they're shy of weapons. They have guys that can catch the ball. And of course they still have Saquon at running back. So if they can just address the offensive line to a point where they can somewhat block and not have guys blocking each other, or like they're in the blocking position and their defensive end is behind them, that they'll immediately start scoring 10 more points a game. 15 more points a game, and then half of those losses will be wins, and we won't be complaining anymore.
It was like as soon as the Giants would get into the red zone, they would just stall out. And
and they just forget how to block.
Good thing they had a good kicker in Graham Gano. Imagine if the Giants didn't have a good kicker and he was going up game after game missing field goal attempts, how bad they would be.
Well, and like I was thinking about that before, so obviously, yeah, Giants are very lucky that they have a guy like Graham Gano who's rock solid at kicker. But think about the kid on the Bengals, McPherson, the rookie. So he clearly has pure ice in his veins because he hit the game-winning field goal, kicked it, and ran away because he knew he was going in. Like, that offense is just all of a sudden has Burrow, Chase, you know, Mixon's young, all the Boyd, Higgins, and then they have a rock-solid kicker too. That core is just unbelievable. But yeah, shout out. Sorry, that's what I thought about when you brought up the kicking. But shout out Graham Gano, because yeah, he's been our MVP the last 2 years.
Thank God we have him. But no, you do make a good point there about that young core in Cincinnati. Back to the head coaching candidates. It's going to be interesting to see who ends up getting the job, because obviously, like you said, Shane has worked with Brian Daboll before. It'll be interesting to see if he just pulls in one of his guys and is like, "This is what we're going to do here." I trust him a lot, and I know he knows what he's doing. I mean, he's been the league forever. And then when you have two younger guys, because Joe Shane looks like a very young guy. He looks like a very young father. I was looking at the pictures of him and his family. I think he's like only in his 40s, they said, too, which is nice. A nice young culture. He likes the analytics, he said. He was talking about it a lot. It's not going to be Dave Gettleman with the Wii remote in the office scrolling through highlights. And The thing that stands out to me about the Bills offensive coordinator is like what that offense is able to do, Buffalo's right. offense. Granted, they have Josh Allen. Yeah, like the guy's got a cannon for an arm. And I don't expect them to turn Daniel Jones into some like Hall of Fame elite quarterback, like to play at the level of Josh Allen. But if you can fit like a scheme for him or like a system where Daniel's comfortable in and he has blockers in front of him, I still think he can be a very solid quarterback. I think the Giants can make a playoff team with Daniel Jones. I think they could make a run. It just depends how they build this team around him. What are they going to do? And it starts in the trenches. We say it every year. You got to get an offensive lineman year after year, get these big boys in there. And these younger guys too are better. Obviously, you know, free agency, if there's some veterans you want to sign one, I mean, you could sign them with IOU cards at this point because the Giants cap space is clearly non-existent.
Yeah.
So that's that. But I think just having an offensive-minded head coach is huge for this Giants team moving forward and for their offense. Because if you go defense, the guy's only going to want to focus on defense. That's what his forte is. That's what he's better at. So a guy like Brian Flores was just in Miami for 3 years, turned that team around. They started out, what, this year? 1-7, and then won 7 games, got to 8-8, ended up not making the playoffs, but they had a phenomenal turnaround. The guy gets fired at the end of the year because he didn't have a good relationship with the general manager over there.
Yeah.
John Mara calls him, says, hey, by the way, we are interested in having you as our next head coach, possibly. You're one of our top priorities to interview. So they spoke to him even before they spoke to Joe Shane about the GM position. So there is a good connection. He might as well be the next head coach, Brian Flores. But whichever Brian it comes down to, Brian Daboll, offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills, or Brian Flores, the ex-coach of the Miami Dolphins, I'll be excited. I will be happy, and I just think it's something new to cheer about a little bit, you know, give a little fist pound up into the air and kind of get on with our days. And let's see. It's like, all right, it's go time. Let's get this team into tip-top shape.
It's a big year, dude, because if they can go 3-0 in terms of getting the right GM, the right head coach, and then hitting those two draft picks, the 5th and 7th picks, I mean, it'll scream dividends week 1. You'll see it in the first quarter, and like it is exciting because even all the way up tomorrow, it just seems like they finally, because they didn't really hit the reset button with Gettleman. It was all because they still had Eli, and it was the whole about like, how can we rebuild while still using Eli to like stay in contention? And the answer was you couldn't. So now we're in a spot where they can make some magic happen, and they need to do a big overhaul, which we'll obviously break down in the coming weeks and stuff. There's a lot of guys that are going to get cut, but if they can have a good draft, man, oh my goodness.
It'll make the future seem a lot brighter than it is. Cause to be honest with you, I've had high hopes the past couple of years. I don't know if I will going into the season again this year, have high hopes.
Oh, for sure.
But it's going to be hard to be because they are a rebuilding team. That's what you have to label them as, a rebuilding team. Forget the past couple of years. Like those years are behind us. It's new notebook, first page. What's he going to do first? So I'm just excited to see how this all unfolds. Who's the next head coach going to be? Like the offensive coordinator position, if it's a guy like Brian Daboll who gets a head coaching job, will he just be the offensive coordinator as well? And I hope Patrick Graham stays. I really would like to see him back in the Giants coaching staff next season. He did interview today for the Pittsburgh Steelers defensive coordinator position as well. So that's something to keep an eye on. He's always said he's loved New York. He's always wanted to be in New York. So, and he says he works a dream job. So I don't see him giving it up anytime soon, even though they did interview him for a head coach position. Who knows? We'll find out in the next couple of days. Patrick Graham could be the next Giants head coach, but I really think it's going to be one of the Bryans. And yeah, I think we got a lot to look forward to these next couple of weeks. I'm sure the next video we'll be posting will be about the head coach, talk about him a little bit more, go in depth about who it is and just what his style is, what his system's about. And, you know, as the weeks go on, we'll start our draft content. We'll start doing some mock drafts. We'll get into it because before you know it, it'll be April. So
Facts.
Is that when the draft is? April?
Yeah, yeah. Mid to end of April, the draft usually is. Time's gonna fly, man. So that's why. But I kind of like that they're being aggressive and like they want a coach right away. That way they can just the coach and Shane can just get right to work, figure out who they want to keep, who they want to let go, who they want to draft, who they want to sign, and all the good stuff. We are back. We are back. We are back.
Yeah, because like you were saying, they're on top of their stuff right now. They're trying to get someone hired before he gets snagged by someone else. Like I was saying earlier, the Dolphins aren't interviewing Brian Daboll till next week.
Right.
Daboll's already had a second interview with the Giants, and they're trying to make a decision by Saturday, the beat reporters are saying, of the Giants.
Can't wait. Can't waste no time, man.
No, because if they do, then you know what? Then they probably wouldn't have a guy like Joe Shane, whose number one interest, though, was the Giants, and the Giants was mutual as well. They both really liked each other, and it worked out well. So, Tom, we'll go from there. We'll see what happens next. I mean, the Giants are going to have a brand new head coach once again. Daniel Jones is third head coach in 4 years. Not bad at all.
Not bad at all, man. That's so bad.
Where do you get this type of excitement with other teams? I mean, yeah, we get it. The Chiefs.
But like, so for background, for the people that are listening. So me and Q watched the Bills-Chiefs game together. Think about how excited we were watching that game because the game was just out of this galaxy in terms of excitement. Imagine like that's your team.
That would be pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Greatest football game of all time. You probably wouldn't have made it out of that game considering how like how back and forth it was.
No.
Like imagine like obviously we're just talking, but like imagine the Giants went down with 13 seconds left and then we drove down the field, scored to tie it.
I probably would have slammed through like a wall with excitement.
Yeah, but
that doesn't happen to the Giants because they're not there yet.
That doesn't happen to guys like us. They're not there yet. They're a very long way away from there. But
I need to build up my mental health a little bit before we get agreed to a moment like that, because if it goes bad and they lose a game like that, I'll be in the shell for a couple of years.
Agreed.
But we have time. We have time. Joe Shane. He's the new guy. He's the new Giants general manager, and he's looking for a head coach right now. And we'll find out in the next couple of days who it is. Giants fans, that's really all we got. We'll see you guys on another episode soon in the next couple of weeks. And enjoy yourself. Enjoy this time as a Giants fan because it's brand new, and hopefully they don't have to blow it all up like this anytime soon in the next couple of years. That's all I got.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace.